This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Multiple explosions ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. More than 200 people are dead and hundreds others wounded. Marcus Harton brings us this report from VOA's Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. For reporter Anjana Pasricha, this is Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.
Around 30 foreigners, including American and British citizens, were among those dead and injured in the attacks. Volodymyr Zelensky has won a landslide victory in Ukraine's runoff presidential election over incumbent Petro Poroshenko. Sunday, he spoke about his plan to address Russian aggression over Crimea. He said, "With Russia, we will be working in the Normandy format. We will continue the Minsk agreements process." Current President Poroshenko told supporters Sunday while he'll leave office next month, he is not leaving politics.
As one of the key political leaders in Ukraine, I will remain at Ukraine's service and will keep championing the EU and NATO integration agenda, decentralization, security, anti-corruption reform.
The polls say Zelensky, who plays a fictional president in a television series, won about 73% of the vote. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Egyptians voted on Sunday for a second day on whether to back constitutional amendments that could see President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stay in power until 2030. Sunday marked the second of 3 days of voting. The referendum is virtually certain to result in a yes vote, but the government hopes for strong turnout to lend its legitimacy. Election officials have said results are expected within a week. President Trump continues to lash out at Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report a few days after a redacted version was released to the public. Trump tweeting Sunday, "The investigation was a total hit job." Meanwhile, the debate continued on the Sunday talk shows. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Fox News Sunday, Trump did not do anything illegal.
The president of the United States was an innocent man being charged with something he didn't do. You have to grant that now when they say no proof of underlying crime. You got to grant that as a legal and factual matter.
The 448-page report outlined the findings of the 22-month probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Investigators determined no one on Trump's campaign knowingly conspired with Russia. However, they declined to exonerate the president on charges that his actions obstructed justice. Congressman Elijah Cummings says the Mueller report is a roadmap to further investigations. He appeared on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think he basically said to us as a Congress, it's up to you to take this further with regard to obstruction and other matters that might come up.
The House Judiciary Committee chairman has called on Mueller to testify before the committee. Pope Francis has denounced the cruel violence of the Easter Sunday slaughter of Christians and foreigners in Sri Lanka. He used his Easter message as an opportunity to lament the bloodshed and political violence afflicting many parts of the world. Here's more from AQP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi speech, which means to the city and the world, highlighting conflicts in the Middle East, Africa, and the Americas. From the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged political leaders to put aside their differences and work instead for peace. The Pope ended his speech by lamenting what he described as the grave attacks on Sri Lankan hotels and churches on Easter Sunday. The 82-year-old Francis has just completed an exhausting few days of Holy Week commemorations, which included presiding over the Way of the Cross procession on Good Friday and celebrating the Easter Vigil late Saturday night in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Sudanese delegation is expected to visit the United States for talks aimed at getting Sudan removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Those visits expected to happen this week or next. I'm Liz Pelka.